I'm Martin Ostermule with WAMU 88.5 News. Non-essential federal employees across the region are staying home today because of the ongoing government shutdown. But it's not just adults that are feeling the impact. On any other weekday, Callie Eidberg would drive her 2-year-old son Gus to the Bright Horizons Child Care Center in Silver Spring. But today she's staying home with him. That's because the privately run center is inside the headquarters of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And because the federal building is closed, so too is the childcare center.
It's frustrating.
And Eidberg's not alone. There are dozens of childcare centers in federal buildings across the region, and they could be forced to close because of the shutdown. That's leaving parents like Eidberg, who works in the private sector, scrambling to find alternatives.
Finding daycare in the D.C. metro area is not easy. I guess we'll muddle through.
Even childcare centers that are staying open are finding ways to adapt to the shutdown. Some are offering parents who are also federal employees a chance to defer their tuition payments until the government opens again and they can collect their paychecks. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermule.